following the President's speech at Austin, Texas, Monday, September 27, 1948.
Texas is a smile today, just like this sun that's beaming down on us. As we in Texas, for the second day, are paying tribute and showing our appreciation of this great and honored guest who is with us. It's going to befall a lot, and properly so, for him to be introduced here in Austin by our mayor. Time is precious because you want to hear the president. So the governor is going to do nothing more than add his welcome to your welcome and to present the Honorable Tom Miller, Mayor of Austin, who will introduce our distinguished and honored guest. I give you Mayor Tom Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, on this great occasion, within the side of the state capitol, Democrats assembled, Texas assembled to see a great and courageous president. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the President of the United States, Harry Truman. Woo!
Governor Jester, Mayor Miller, and fellow Democrats. Certainly is a pleasure to be here this morning and to see this wonderful turnout in the capital city of the great state of Texas. It's an inspiration to be in this city, which is named after a couple of pioneers from the great state of Missouri. You know, there's been a great deal of controversy in Washington County, Missouri, because we want to erect a monument to one of your heroes and bring his remains back here. I've been trying to help you to do that, but some of my people in Missouri don't want it done. I'm sorry about that, because Texas and Missouri have always been partners in nearly every great undertaking that this country has been through. There was only one time when they didn't go along shoulder to shoulder, and Missouri tried hard enough because the government of Missouri was moved to Texas at that time. Ever since Texas has been an independent republic, the people of Texas have been fortunate in having a leadership of men who have been real statesmen. Your Texas leaders have been as competent to handle national and international problems as they have been in handling affairs of your own great state. And I made that statement in Texas a long time ago at a banquet that was given in honor of the Speaker of the House at that time. One of the best characteristics of your statement is that they have all been good Democrats. They have stood by the Democratic Party and have exercised their influence on the United States and the world through the Democratic Party. It's hardly necessary for me to remind you that some of the Texas statesmen who have worked with me since I became president for prosperity in the United States and for peace in the world. One of them standing right here. There's Tom Conley, one of the founders of the United Nations and one of the architects of the foreign policy of the United States of America. And there's Sam Rayburn, Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, who's led the Democratic Party in the House through thick and thin. Sam's been my friend ever since I've been in Washington. And when Sam's your friend, you're in pretty good shape in Washington, I can tell you that. There's Wright Patman, defender of small business and a farm cooperative, which this Republican do-nothing alias Congress tried to put out of business in this last session. Then there's Tom Clark, the Attorney General of the United States, appointed by me. This Attorney General from Texas, I think, will go down in history as one of the great of the Attorneys General of the United States. And do you know why? Because he's working all the time for constitutional government and for the support of the Bill of Rights, in spite of the fact that this Republican Congress is trying to tear up the Bill of Rights. I can stand here all day and not get through calling the roll of great Texans who've made contributions to the welfare of the United States of America. You know, Texas is in a class by itself. Texas entered the Union by treaty, something that no other state did. Texas, you know, is one of the empires within a great republic. I have a lot of relatives in Texas. I've got cousins and uncles and uncles and aunts, and just like the old story in Pinafore, his sisters and his cousins and his aunts. Well, I have only one sister, and she's in Missouri. I've got cousins and aunts and everything else in Texas. I know how Texas can fight for democratic ideals, and so I can understand why the Germans and the Japs, in this World War II just passed, thought all the soldiers in the Army came from Texas. I remember that the Texans in the First World War and the Texans under General Hood, if you remember, made a name for themselves as fighters. They've always been fighters, and they've always fought on the side of the right. Thank God for that. The governor of Texas says that Texans are a race of people. I think that's true. And you got your ancestry and your blood principally from Missouri and Tennessee. Now, since I've been in the Congress, I went there in 1935, there's been a fight between the special interests and the people. And that's what this fight is. That's the reason I'm out telling the people just exactly what the issues in this campaign are, for the simple reason that you will never find out about them if I can't face you and tell you about them. Because between 80 and 90% of the press is against the Democratic administration because it is for the people. They're for special interests. Take the Colorado River right here at Austin. Take the Colorado River right here at Austin. The Colorado River, like every other river in the United States, it scores anywhere from $5 to $10 million damage in floods, at least 1 year out of three. What happened to the Colorado River? The Democratic administration harnessed it and controlled it and gave you power at prices which you could pay. No Republican had any hand in that. This Republican alias, do nothing Congress, would like to turn the Colorado River and its power project over to the public utilities so they could cut their throats with prices if they had a chance. They're trying to do that all over the West, in Texas, and everywhere else. Now, you can't afford, you simply can't afford to renew the 80th Congress. Now, these gentlemen who head the Republican Party are trying their best to direct your attention away from the issues in this campaign. They want to talk about home and mother and what a beautiful country this is. They don't want you to get interested in the campaign for the simple reason that the Democrats are right and they're wrong, and that's the reason we're going to win. I have only one request to make of you. And I don't think I have to make that request in this district of Texas. I want you on election day to get up as early as you did this morning and go to the polls and vote a straight Democratic ticket. Governor and Senator and President and everything else. And then the Empire of Texas and the great Republic of the United States will be in safe hands for another 4 years, and I won't have to be worried about a housing problem. I'll still live in the White House. How'd you like to meet my family? Well, I'll bring out the boss first. This is Mrs. Sherman. My daughter Margaret.
Are you going to bring this one? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. That's my wife, Miss Sherman.
Down there. Wait, where is she?
Where's Buford Jester Jr.? I want to meet him. Tell him to come on up here.
Look who he is.